See my daughter, baby, you been around there?
Yeah.
That's my daughter. She loved mama too.
She's a fine person.
She loved mama. Mama always tried to raise her right. And raise her to do right. Raise her to treat people right. And she do it today. And she know to do it too. And you couldn't get them to say no bad, ugly words in my presence.
Well, Miss, how did you like Cleveland when you went to visit your family?
I liked it fine. I like it. I've been to Philadelphia. I used to visit around when I was younger and could get around better. I used to go see them, but now I got old, I can't get around like I used to. So I tell them to come to me. They come to see me. When they get ready to see this old mama, they hunt me. They build this one, and I used to tell them, I say, well, children, you're all done. Rip over mama. I say, I'm a wolf, but mama'll sting you. I used to tell them, I say, I'm a little wolf. But I'll sting you now. See, Nina, think I'm just so big. Now I won't sting you. I'll sure sting you. Oh, I used to have some fun with them boys.
Miss, what was the accident you told me about on the riding horse?
Oh, where I got hurt at?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I got hurt ever since I was a child. I was on the riding horse there. Puts up in the world. Pine pole and put it up. Used to put it on a stump. The pine pole on a stump,
mm-hmm.
And then one would get on this end and one on that end, you know, and go round.
Mm-hmm.
And they went round too fast and throwed me off it. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Flying off. I got hurt when I was a child. But that didn't do nothing to me. It hurt me all right, but I've been a good woman so far to be crippled like I was. I used to cook with these white people. They wouldn't do without me. Good goodness, these white people I used to work for them. All my old white people that I worked with dead most.
Who were the people you worked for?
I used to work for Mr. Bob and Mr. John and Mr. Bill, that man right up there, keep a store. I used to work for his auntie, Mr. Joe,
mm-hmm.
Right up there. I used to work for his auntie. I worked for a heap of white people.
And did you cook mostly?
Miss Effie cook, good. I was a good cook. I ain't bragging on myself. But I could cook, and I still can cook.
Well, what do you like to fix particularly?
I can fix most anything, cake, pies, meat, and most any little thing. I can fix it.
Did you learn to cook when you were young?
Yes, ma'am. I learned to cook when I was young. My mother learned me. My mama learned me how to cook before she died. She learned of all, she learned all of her children how to cook and how to wash and iron and keep the house clean and do your work decent. She learned all of us. She used to tell us she wasn't going to live with us all red and we would have to do for ourselves, and she wanted us to know how. Yes, ma'am, all they could do my work myself.
How many children were there in your family? How many sisters and brothers did you have?
It was four of us. Four sisters and two brothers. I had four sisters and two brothers.
And did you all share the work at home?
Yes, ma'am. We all would help. Yes, ma'am. All was help. One of my sisters lived right there by my daughter, Sister Minnie, the oldest one of all of us. You live in that beehive, right? You see that old beehive two-story house right there?
Yeah, I did see it.
Uh-huh. That's my sister place. Right there. That's all.
Well, did you have brothers and sisters who were both older and younger than you? Or were you?
I had my oldest brother. He was older than me. He's dead. And my youngest one is dead. I don't have none living now but two.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in the north, both of them. The oldest one of all of us is in the north right now. Stay in that big old high house around there?
Yeah.
She went to visit her children. And she hasn't made it back yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, she must like it up there.
Yeah, she'll be home pretty soon, though.
Well, are her children in Cleveland, too?
Yes, ma'am. She got three or four boys in Cleveland. And I'm not in Cleveland. In Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
There she is. Philadelphia. She'll be home for a